Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You opened and closed that door so many times since you've been here.
Yeah, because I've got...
ADHD!
Oh, why didn't we just create a jazz number?
Anyway, should we get on with that?
Cheers.
Cheers, what you got there? Bathtub gin.
Okay. Oh, straight up.
Straight up. Anyway, hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Get Your Woodies Out, the podcast where we attempt to give you advice on your fucked up lives. Whether that be about what, Tom?
Oh, it might be about me. I'd be surprised if they were about me.
You'd be surprised they were about you?
Yeah.
Why? I feel like you've probably got quite a lot of beef with people now.
Do you think?
Yeah, you give off that
vibe.
Why do
you think that?
You've got beef with me because you don't validate...
I don't validate you on social media.
You don't validate me on social media. You don't like my stuff or comment on my stuff or share my stuff.
I don't. No, you're right.
I've got a feeling you've muted me because sometimes I show you like a video.
Every day he comes home and goes, "Oh, see that video I posted?" And I'm like, "No."
I show you and you go, "I go, oh, did you see that?" And you go, "Yeah." And I can see you're watching, thinking, "I've never seen this in my life." You've muted me. But to be honest, you'd be the first person to mute me because my friend Nick muted me once.
Still, why?
Nick muted me. Because he said that this was in lockdown, he said I was posting too much and it was jarring. And I get it because
it is jarring.
If you're my friend, you get enough of me. You get enough of me. If you're my friend and you've muted me, I understand. But also,
the mask is lifted.
The mask.
The mask.
The mask.
It's lifted.
Mask for mask. What do you think? Get my mask right in. Come on, listeners, sorry, lamb. Right, Anna, my masculine. Right, Emma, sorry, lamb. Thank you so much.
I think some people probably think you do. Probably think you are.
So, yeah, I do. Sometimes people do say to me, no, it's because of my accent. Like, if they just met me in real life, they would just think I've got, like, a thick accent. And they wouldn't be able to tell if I was gay, but I don't know. I could tell I was gay if I met me.
Yeah.
But, like, in a charming way. Not like a pop your pussy kind of way. In the kind of, like, a... Oh, he's a bit different, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a bit different. But I'd rather that than to be boring.
Yeah.
Right, Ian, do you think Tom's masked?
No,
because Tom's
we're not doing this. I've never claimed to be masked.
Tom's, I think you are, but Tom's boyfriend says that I bring this girly pop side out of Tom. So whenever Tom's around me, he's angry too.
I think sometimes, I mean, like, if I'm just talking normally, I'm just... like relatively normal, but then like
what's defined normal first
I don't know.
Of all
none of you bloody fags mincing around. But no, it's like it's a joke to be camp. Some people can't help it.
I love it. I think it's so funny.
Do you know what I mean?
I just love people that like I think it's I think it's funny. I just think people need to just get over it.
Do you think it's sad for the people who like can't help it?
No, because I just think they're funny.
Oh,
they should be celebrated.
Cheers.
There's a lot of humour comes out of that. A lot of like...
And a lot of trauma behind it.
Yeah. from the bullying. So the reason people that are like a super, super like camp and feminine gay guys are usually really funny because they have had a lot of trauma, a lot of bullying at school. So they like a lot of the time turn into humour, and that's why they're fucking jokes and like so fun to be around. So anything new with you?
Going to Paris next week.
Oh, why are you going to Paris? Suck a big baguette
in. Ooh, oh yeah, I'm munching on a big juicy baguette with a big sausage in.
Oh, croissant.
Yeah, very excited.
That's good. You're going for the Olympics.
Going to the Olympics.
What games are you seeing?
Tom Daly's bum. I mean, diving.
Tom Daly's hole.
I am seeing diving though. I'm seeing.
You're seeing diving.
I'm seeing the 3 meter springboard final, which Tom Daly's actually not in. But I think the gay one. The other gay one is.
Did he not make it?
No, he does the 10 meter one because he's brave.
Oh, so it's higher up.
He likes the big jump.
He likes the big ones.
Yeah, he likes it long and deep.
Oh, lovely. Who was the other gay one? What's his name?
Jack Laffer. I don't know.
Should
how
we get him on? I reckon he'd do it. I've heard he's a fan.
Speaking of fan, he's on OnlyFans.
Is he? Mm. Yeah, but is he one of those OnlyFans that don't get their willies?
Well,
out,
I think he gets like, more us. Out than the straight boys.
Okay,
as you do.
I mean, classic. But, always.
But then people probably like him less because he's. Actually gay. It's less fun for
gay. You know what? You know, the straight boys do so much better on OnlyFans because it's like a thing, it's like a kick. It's like, oh, they're straight and they're getting the cock out for me.
So sad.
It's sad, but also like relatable.
Also show me.
Right, next.
All right. Willies it is. Willies away. Okay, so category is
The Lady is not for turning. What's she for then? Being in the kitchen.
Oh,
no, cut it out, Tom, no, didn't mean that. Cut it out.
Speaking of mother is the next category. Mother. That's a bit rude of me to say. Speaking of kitchens.
Oh my god, so basically this podcast sponsored by women in kitchens that are mums.
Good one.
Next.
And lastly,
Gays on girls. Like gays thoughts on girls, like gays on top of girls.
Who can say?
I've sat on a girl's lap before, like, you know, in an Uber, and they're like, I'll be able to sit on my lap. And you're there literally crushing them because you're so swole.
Yeah. Did she penetrate you or?
She did put a finger up there, but I didn't mind.
Oh,
yeah.
It's nice of her.
She put a lost Mary up there.
Which one do you want?
Gays on girls.
Gays on girls. So, gays on girls.
Is that my ADHD thing? Because it's the only one I just saw it.
Probably.
So,
you forgot the others. So this is...
No, the other ones are Nan and bathroom, aren't they?
I actually can't remember. Could be for all I know. Okay, so... gays on girls. Where is she? Where is she, gays on girls? So this is from Craig. He's 32.
I know a Craig.
Oh, we do know Craig. Craigaloo. And he's from Bethnal Green. He says, hi, boys.
Oh, this one. Sorry. Yes.
He says, hi, boys. Sorry for getting...
sorry
for getting political, but basically...
Right. Into it.
I'm having issues with some of my man's values.
Is he a Tory?
Sounds like it.
Oh, God. They do have money, though.
When
so you've got to pick your battles.
When Kamala Harris stepped in to stand for president, my boyfriend of 4 years said something to the effect of, if America has that woman in charge, we'll see 9/11 2.0 before the decade's
no,
out.
No, he did not say that. Surely not.
Wait, what does that mean? Is it because she's not good at securing the nation?
I think because she is very memeable.
She is a bit.
She's just a meme. But we love that.
Operation Coconut.
Do you think that you fall out of a coconut tree? We exist. So I kind of get what it means in a sense where it's like, we all laugh at her and we love her because she's funny, but like, how good is she going to be?
Can she press the nuke?
Country? Yeah.
Can she press the nuke button? The nuke button.
You know how
when
we
it comes
have like
to
a knock button and we have like a good luck babe button?
Kamala has
a
nuke
button. Me and you are going to be in charge for the nukes. No, I'm so sorry.
Worrying.
But someone went on like 2 dates with him, doesn't want to see him anymore. We're going to have to use the nuke button. I'm really sorry.
Nuke the entire world. I'm depressed. Thank you very much.
Nope, nuke it.
It's all over. So he says, I'm not going to go into why that's so problematic. And maybe it's funny as a joke. It's kind of funny. But
I mean, to be fair, it's kind of funny.
But if his humour...
It's tongue-in-cheek, Danielle.
If his
humour... It's a bit of a laugh, it's tongue-in-cheek. Sorry.
I'm going to kill myself.
Is this the long
get
one?
Get me the nuke. This isn't even the long one. But if his humour is all based around being problematic, then does that just make him problematic? I'm really having to bite my tongue, and I worry if I call him out, I'll just make the relationship stale and he'll feel like he can't be himself around me. What do I do? Lots of love.
How long have they been together?
4 years, it said.
God, if you're making the relationship stale after 4 years, you're doing something really wrong. You can't make it stale. Actually, you can.
Well, I think he's saying that he's worried about making it stale if he starts being like a bit of a worker arty about it.
Being like, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Look, I would
That's
just,
actually quite difficult.
It is difficult, so obviously, because if he's saying something that makes you feel uncomfortable and you're like, oh, I wouldn't really want to laugh at this, it's actually not funny, which is like, you know, understandable. I think that like, it's hard to have the conversation because at the same time, it's like sometimes, you know, when you're with your friends and you do say something, you're like, oh God, that was a bit tongue in cheek. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, you're in a safe space and you're saying stuff. I don't mean like problematic as in like, I don't think that's problematic.
I think that's funny though.
I don't think that. Do you think that's very problematic?
It depends where it's coming from. Is this to do with the fact that she's not white? If it is, then that is problematic.
Oh my God, that's awful. Oh God, no. If it's to do with that, then of course that's fucking awful.
Like, is he calling her a jihadi? Because if so, then that is a little bit.
I'm sorry, but my innocent brain didn't even put that together. Because I was just like, I thought you'd just make a joke about 9/11. I'm like, oh God, we've all made a joke about 9/11, haven't we? Come on.
Yeah, it was ages ago.
Come on. Honestly, if you're going to get forward, you're going to have to move on. You're going to have to move on, Zolam. Do a little goodbye ceremony around a tree, dance around the tree, and then say goodbye, Zolam.
Bye, Twin Towers.
I did that one of my exes. Bye-bye. I did that one of my exes.
You what?
Well, I did that with one of my exes when I buried my dog. Yeah, because she got put down. It's really sad. We didn't bury her, but we like put her ashes under a tree. Oh my God, I'm going to cry. It was so, so sad. We put her ashes under her favourite tree. And then at the same time, I was going for a breakup. And in my head, I treated it. Oh my God, I'm actually going to cry. In my head, I treated it as like a funeral for him as well. Because I read online. No, I read online that you have to treat them as they're dead. They read it online that you have to treat them as if they're dead to fully move on. So I remember literally whispering to myself like, goodbye.
Goodbye.
No, why'd you have to name it? No, cut that. No, beep that. Like, I remember saying goodbye, Lily, and that fucking night, the fucker texts me.
You manifested him back into life.
I did a funeral with him, and it manifested him back. He was like, hi. And he was like, I miss you. I was like, what?
I just put you in the ground.
You're fucking 6 feet under me. Like, a ghost. Ah, it's the ghost.
I'm dead. I was fuming. That is the most batshit thing you've ever said, I think.
Well, I managed to kill it to myself.
You've buried your ex.
I literally buried him and he texted me. I was like, not back from the dead, like literally back from the fucking dead. So yeah, I don't think, obviously, if it is a racist show, then that is fucking, yeah, then you have every single fucking right to call it out. If it's like a little joke about 9/11 and it's just like, or if he's just like, oh, she's just so memeable, she's a bit of a joke. I mean, you know, that is his opinion. Is that problematic? I don't know.
I think you can simultaneously be a Kamala stan and also believe that she's a meme.
Yeah, true, because I'm a
Kamala stan.
Because I, in fact, did fall out of a coconut tree. That's right, buried
No wonder.
The coconut tree I buried
by. So you left all your brain cells.
What brain cells? So I think that, like, you know,
I think it's not a big deal. I think you're being a bit of a
go on, say, you're gonna say workplace, aren't you?
Get the rod out of your ass and have a nice time.
You know, if this is literally just one comment he said, but if it's several comments he's been saying, they're like, oh my God, like, what if he actually is just a racist? But if it's just like one comment that he said and it's like, oh, that, you know, it's how you look at the joke, because he could just not like her because she's bad at like the job. Like, she doesn't believe she could protect the country. So just, like, keep an eye on it. Because if he is going to start being problematic over and over again, then there you can be like, what the fuck? This isn't who I know. And you've been with him for 4 years, so surely that would have come up.
Yeah, and, like, has it just started? Or has it been this the whole time and you've been holding it in the whole time? Or have you just decided to become a boring cunt? Like,
oh, my God.
I don't know.
You love a victim
switched blame. It up on this one. Like, I feel like he's taking this too seriously. And I think he needs to lighten up a bit.
Lighten up, coming down. When you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? Charlie XCX. Sorry, should we do the next one?
Yeah, fuck off then, Craig. See you later.
No, we gave good advice. What's his name?
Yeah, we did. Craig.
Craigie Lee.
Right, what do you want next?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Mother. The lady is not for turning.
Mum.
Mummy.
Because I miss Mummy.
Aww.
I love my mum so much.
What's her name again?
You know her name, West Side Story.
Maria.
I just met a girl named Maria. You know, it's me and my friend Nick, we once sung that song and recorded it and sent it to her.
To your mum?
Yeah. We did a duet of it.
So gay. I think we should bring back calling things a bad gay. I'm kind of into it again. It's nostalgic.
It's very vintage, isn't it?
It is. I kind of like it.
It's very early 2000s chic. It's very Y2K. Should we start it?
Yeah.
I feel like the gays should do it.
Yeah, it's fine. That's what I mean. It's like, I quite like saying it.
Oh, that's so gay.
Yeah, it's so jokes.
It's kind of chic, isn't it? It is actually kind of chic.
Okay, we're starting a thing if you want to get on board.
Oh, God, we're just going to start a new trend. Call everything gay. Like, you know how we call things like...
That's hot. Like, that's so gay.
That's hot, but there's also another one that everyone says. Like, you know how it's like... I don't know, brat summer, shit like that. Let's just make it the new that. Faggot summer.
Faggy loose summer.
When people are like, oh my God, slay. I think we should have to gay.
I mean, that's kind of the origin of it, isn't it?
Yeah, but really? let's put it on the nose. The big fat nose.
Don't let anyone mistake what you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, mother.
Well, while
she'll
pour this, I'm
going to
just pour another drink and get me...
All right, my lad. Right, pour it quietly. Don't mind me, I'm going to be as quiet as a mouse.
My mate.
Right, full cough. Okay, quiet now. And 3, 2, 1. Heads down, thumbs up. So this is from Michael. He's 22. This is actually quite atmospheric. I feel like I'm in a pub. Michael, 22, from Edgware. That's really quiet, impressively quiet that you're doing that.
I worked in hospitality for...
It's amazing.
I fought worse demons in Hollywood in my time.
Hollywood. Michael, 22, from Edgware. I'm so sorry, Michael.
Where is Edgware?
It's the end of the Northern Line in North
London. Just a long one?
They're all long.
All right, I'm going to be quiet on this one.
Yeah. Dear Willie's Out Agony Aunt Service, welcome to the 1940s. I've been with my girlfriend for 5 months now. But her mum is a proper control freak. She rules the roost like you wouldn't believe and has to have a say on every aspect of her life. The relentless iron grip she has is insane.
What of her mum? His mum? How old is he?
He's 22. She stalks my girlfriend around shops, drives her everywhere, including to and from work.
What a straight man. And what's her network? Is
this
a girl?
This is why I'm a bit like, who is this? This is Michael. Unless it's Michelle.
Very French theme, very Olympic.
Drives her everywhere, including to and from work, and even goes into her workplace and walks her to and from her desk when dropping her off and picking her up. Starts talking to her colleagues and even asked to read all of her emails and messages, both work and personal, including our messages.
I'm getting distracted.
This...
Keep me engaged.
Okay. Sometimes my girlfriend will text me during the day at work when she gets a break, but when she gets home at night, it's impossible for the two of us to speak to each other on the phone or FaceTime without her mum insisting on listening and getting involved with the conversation.
Wait, it's the girlfriend's mum.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about his mum. Uh-uh.
I should have run a mile when her mum started coming on every date with us.
What?
Nah.
No.
Stop. The first time I thought it was heartfelt, but now I'm utterly horrified. She won't stop. Me and my girlfriend are both 22 and met on Tinder. I turned to dating apps as I don't have a great deal of confidence speaking to girls in person, and this is my first relationship.
Oh my God, literally so real.
But now I don't know what to do. I want to take her mum to one side and say, Denise, just back off. You're suffocating us.
Denise.
Leave your adult daughter alone. Who am I dating? You or her? Well, you tell us, Michael. You've broken the Guinness World Record for helicopter parenting. But if
What the fuck is helicopter parenting? I think this is AI.
I don't know. It feels like it.
I actually think this is AI.
But if I do that, will I put my relationship in jeopardy or even lose my girlfriend altogether? What should I do? Okay. Well, first, robots should not date humans.
It took me a minute.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't...
I was piggybacking off your own joke.
Where are we going with this stuff?
You killed that
no,
one.
No, yeah. That's AI.
That's weird.
And we didn't even write
no
that.
No mums go on dates with fucking...
Where is he from? Where are they from?
Edgware.
Where is that again?
Northwest London.
Oh, you know what?
End of the North.
Don't get me started on the north and the west of London. I hate it. I don't like it. If you live there, I'm really sorry.
It's quite a lot of London.
I'm not saying I'm sorry for saying that. I'm sorry you live there.
Rank the London postcodes top to bottom.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately?
He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Top to bottom.
Bottom to top.
Who mentioned me?
We've got to go bottom to top, actually.
The postcode. So what is it? S-W-S-E-N-E-N.
No, there's no N-E.
Oh, so it's just north. So it's S-W-S-E-S-E-N-E. No, should it be E-N-N-W?
Yes.
W.
And W, yeah.
Okay, so Ali, I'm sorry to say this, but it is SE. I know we live SW. I'm sorry. I like Southeast London. I guess it's just got some sex in my blood, I guess. Like
trauma.
Lived and breathed it. So it goes for me. Sorry.
Sorry.
For me, it goes S E E S W.
Rude.
Third.
Yeah, and you live there.
These are the best.
Yeah, but there's more to come.
Top three.
No, you've got to go from the very bottom to top.
From the bottom. Yeah. Who's putting SE? Oh, no. I didn't disclaimer.
I was like, what are you on about?
SE is my favourite. Don't
I said go bottom to top.
No, but I just don't speak that. When you say, away here is top.
That's why I was so confused.
So we're going bottom to top?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. W.
Okay.
I hate West London. I'm sorry. I hate Notting Hill. I'm sorry, I went there the other day and I actually despise it.
Nice bakeries.
No, it's so pretty, but at the same time, it's just full of, I don't know, I just don't like it. And then, okay, so after W, it would then go N. Mm-hmm. Because North London...
You'll upset a lot of people with that.
I know, and I do a lot.
Gays love an N.
On Hinge, literally on Hinge. I'm like, oh, North London. They're like, oh, South. I'm like, oh, I don't like North London. Every time I go there, I just think, look, it is pretty. Don't get me wrong. I guess if I had money, I probably would like it. So N. So bottom W, then N. You're so bored. And then E. Then, no, sorry, SW.
I can't believe you're putting SW third. That's
what's wrong with that?
Because you literally live there.
No, but I like SE and I like East more. So then SE. No, ESE. So SE is my favourite. Sorry, that took so long. We could cut the bit out. What's your rank?
So I thought you were saying that Southeast was your least favourite because
Southeast is my favourite.
Because of previous experiences in Southeast.
No.
What do you mean it's in your blood?
Well, I'm from like that way. Like, so I go.
What was your postcode?
Not saying I was from there.
What was your postcode? What is it? DA? DA.
Yeah, that bitch.
Well, that's DB.
Well, that arsehole then. I don't know what you want me
to
say.
Yes, correct.
What's yours then?
Okay, mine would be, so bottom.
Hey.
Hi, love. bottom would be E.
Oh my God, are you joking?
Skanky. Everyone thinks a lot of themselves.
No, it is full of a lot of rich people, but not even rich people. They're from money, but then they're not. They dress like they're not.
People just go to East London and live in East London because they want to like be edgy. I'm like, my love, you're not.
But have you been?
You're all the same. No, you can't be edgy if you're all the same.
Have you been?
Uh huh. No, I used to live there.
No, but have you been to like Hackney Wicks? Really nice.
Oh, it's so. Everyone just thinks so much of themselves. It's so embarrassing.
I think that about West. I think that about West.
West, people are just normal, getting on with their lives, I think.
Oh, have you been to Notting Hill?
Yeah, it's lovely. Lovely market. Anyway, so East Bottom, followed by... Oh, I think it would be West next.
Well, you're very defensive about West, aren't you?
Well, I just think it's better than East. Followed by... Oh, I'm going to go North...
Yeah, north.
Then southeast, then southwest.
Fair. At least southeast up there.
Yeah, it's like.
I like Peckham, I like Dulwich.
It's really difficult because I think Dulwich and like that kind of area is so nice, and that's why it's got such a high position. But I actually really hate places like Peckham and like further out, like.
Crayford.
Well, Crayford's not in London, famously, but...
Fuck, it's in the London borough of Bexley.
Doesn't have a postcode. I was going to say, like, Bexley Heath and all that crap. It's just, like, fuck off. Like, you can't get there, so don't bother.
It's actually very good links.
It's horrendous links. It takes so long to get anywhere.
It just takes, like, 25 minutes on the bridge.
Oh, it takes so... Yeah, to London Bridge, but nowhere else.
London Bridge is where it's at. No. I love London. London Bridge is southeast.
Greenwich as well, like, really nice, but, like, oh, so annoying to get to.
Love. I think Streatham's annoying to get to.
No.
It is.
Streatham's, like, right next to Brixton and Clapham. So easy.
But you haven't...
Anyway, so, yeah, southeast is lucky to be in second position,
so
I would say.
What were we talking about before? What even is this? Did we even finish the story?
We didn't really believe your story, Michael, so we gave up.
Michael, I'm not being funny, but, like... Okay, no, let's pretend he's real, because he might just talk like AI. They do exist.
He's straight, so might make sense.
I just think that, I feel bad now. I really abandoned him. My abandonment issues, my secondhand abandonment issues are coming through. I feel bad for
him. So, Denise, mother-in-law, suffocating his girlfriend and him in his relationship. I think fuck her.
Is it Denise Welch? Walsh?
I was wondering that.
Could you imagine? Because she's so funny. Oh my
she would
God.
Go everywhere.
I find she's so.
Isn't she Matty Healy's? Has Matty Healy?
Matty Healy.
Is he written in? It's Michael. It could be a pseudonym.
But do you know that? Have you seen the video of Denise Walsh when she's talking to Britney Spears and she's trying to get her to do like a northwest accent?
No.
She's like, I rub a pool in the hall or something like that, and she's like, Britney Spears is like, I rub a pool. And the whole. It's like, oh, it's great.
How did they come across each other?
I don't know, but she interviewed Britney Spears.
What the fuck?
I know. I just think maybe kill the mum off. Do a Gypsy Rose. Well, actually, she killed her mum. Do a Gypsy Rose hybrid. Kill your
get your girlfriend to kill her mum.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what your girlfriend thinks of all of this. Like, she's obviously tolerating it. Like, I'm sorry, but you don't need to get picked up from work by your mum. Like,
you know what, thinking about it.
It sounds like his girlfriend's a baby.
It's actually on the girlfriend.
I think so.
It's on the girlfriend. The girlfriend needs to speak to the mom.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like...
Or just like...
It's not your job.
Live your own life. Like, you don't need to get picked up from work unless you do, unless you're asking to be.
It is nice,
like,
though.
Oh,
you don't have to get God. A bus.
You're such a mummy's boy.
Such a mummy's boy. Like, mummy, pick me up. I was like, mummy, it's raining. Pick me up at the station. My mum loves me, and like,
you're saying mine doesn't.
No, my mum loves being a mum. Like, to the point where people was like, "What do you mean you take washing home?" And I'm like, "No, but you don't understand. Like, my mum likes being there for me. She likes. She's always wanted. Like, I don't know. She likes being a mum. She's probably going to beg to differ. She's probably going to come here. Like, no, I don't.
I'm like, stop fucking bringing your laundry home. You fucking freeloader.
She likes. She's my mum's so nurturing, so she likes it. That's why I'm very nurturing in relationships.
Hmm.
But it's very tricky. It's very, you can't.
Why do you think you're so like anxious attached then?
Because I give and then I don't get it back. I get annoyed. Where it's like you can't give and give and give and then.
No, but like usually people are anxious attached when they have like troubled childhoods and like can't love.
I'm about my childhood on this fucking podcast.
Oh well, I just thought, you know, let it all out. Let be real, you know.
I don't know why I'm anxiously attached. That's just that's between me and my therapist, a non-existent therapist. If there's anyone out there wants to do it for free,
I'm right here. Talk to me. All right then. Well, good luck, Michael. I don't think you're a real person.
I think that's AI. Right, let's do the last one then.
Last one. The lady is not for turning. Wah, wah, wah,
wah, wah. Right, go on.
So this is a very long one, so I really must insist that you stay quiet.
But when I say quiet, I zone out and I get distracted, and then by the end of it, I'm like, what the fuck?
I'll do a little summary at the end. How about that? Okay, so hello, sexy fruity boys. Oh, sorry, who's this from?
First of all, that's as offensive of than why can I not speak? That's as offensive as that's so gay. Fruity Boys.
She's saying sexy Fruity Boys. I'll take that.
Fair, I actually didn't hear the sexy bit, so I'm going to accept that.
Sexy Fruity Boys.
She'd be like, hello, sexy faggots. I'm like, yes.
Yes, bitch. So this is from Nadia. She's 18. She's from Derby. Do you know Derby?
Again, you're having to be quiet, so I just thought about something else.
Well, I hadn't started yet, so...
Derby, I don't know Derby, no.
Don't know her. Okay, well, hello, sexy fruity boys, says Nadia. I am a young, hot, straight girl with a very big problem.
A very big problem,
if you know what I mean. I always want things I can't have, and I especially want to turn gay men I like straight.
No, she does not.
Or at least get them to pump me into next year.
What? Nadia.
I like them so much. Well, not the really femme ones. Sorry.
Oh my god.
This is what I was talking about earlier.
What?
Just the mask and semi-mask ones, and especially the pretty boys. They're funny.
Oh my god. Don't you still want to fuck up?
I don't know. They're funny and kind and sweet and sexy. So yes, Jake and Tom, I have my eye on you as well.
You know what? I've actually always said I want to sleep with a girl before I die.
Well, Nadia, there you go. Problem solved.
Slide into my DMs, please.
I won't even read the rest.
Try your pum pum, please.
After finishing sixth form last month, I went on holiday to Gran Canaria for 2 weeks with my friendship group, in which there is
a very gay island.
In which there is a very nice looking gay guy called Francis, and him and I were sharing a room. We got back from clubbing one night and we were both very drunk. I saw my chance. I walked out the bathroom naked and tried to get him to touch and stroke my growler. He was jokingly screaming and yelping like, no, just like Jake just did. But I said,
what is it, me?
But I said, come on, Francis, baby, give it to mummy, you naughty boy.
Give it to me, Rachel.
Show it to me, please.
Show it to me, please.
Show me your cock and get your face between these big, juicy titties. The next day, I got on top of him at the beach and did a few days later on the sunbeds by the pool, but he wasn't having it and told me I should know I was barking up the wrong tree. I thought that was a bit rude, as I'm not a dog. I'm hot.
Yeah, you need your own show, babes.
I'm hot as fuck. Basically, Derby's answer to Megan Fox. Big claim. Big claim.
Big clip.
Big clip.
Big clip.
We went to a few gay clubs in our time abroad, and I tried to neck a few lads I liked in there, but none would give me more than a kiss. Wearing a cute, slutty playsuit and swishing my fresh, frizzy weave back and forth, I grinded on a few body... body popped on some more, and I rubbed my beaver up and down one zesty Spanish guy's leg.
Sorry, but she needs to go into a career
trying to get him hard.
Balls.
No such luck. I want to fuck a gay guy so bad now, it's driving me crazy. They are my ultimate and most desired conquest. I want that fruity cut of the pork sword, that baby batter laced with sparkly glitter. Give it to mummy. Get your willies out, right? Give me the forbidden willy, the best willy of all. How do I stop this obsession? I can't let it go.
What?
Now that is the most unhinged thing.
What the fuck is
I have ever read.
No, that is not AI. That is not that
AI. AI could never.
AI could not. You wouldn't even dream of being that iconic. Oh my god, Nadia, I want to get on as a guest.
Yeah, I'm gonna give this one to you, Jake. What do you think?
But well, first of all, like as I said before, like if you want to shag me, you know what, you actually
would
can.
You actually do it?
Well, you know what, I actually do want to try it.
If Nadia DM'd you and was like, hey, it's me from the message, I would actually be really up for it. Do you want to meet up?
Well, you know what, I would
I think you'd be a little scaredy pants.
I would be a bit scared, but at the same time I do think that, like, I don't know, I do want to have sex with a girl because I do think you should experience everything once. Like, I feel like if I was on my deathbed, I'd do heroin. Do you know what I mean? Like, just to experience it. Like, if I knew I was going to die, if I was terminal, but I'd just try heroin. Do you know what I mean? Because I can't get addicted to it.
Well, that'll speed it up. You've got 3 months left to live now.
So
right
I do
then.
Think that, like, it lasts for a living, and I think that, like, you should try everything once. So, like, that's what I'd say to the straight boys. They'd be like, it lasts for a living, try everything once.
You're mental.
I would say that, like, it would be ideal with a girl like Nadia because... She gets it. She knows that you're gay. You know the situation. Whereas if I was to meet a girl out, which I don't want to sleep with me, I'd be like, oh, it's a bit weird. Do you think I'm into you? But I'm actually really not. You're literally just like, you're an experience. Like, I literally looked up TripAdvisor, like, reviews for, like, stuff like this. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of vibe. Like, this is just an experience. You're just an experience.
Oh, I've got a really good idea.
Which she...
Sorry, go on.
I wasn't finished.
Oh, okay.
Well, she doesn't, like, where she gets it, I think I have seen females on like cis females on Grindr before. And would you see that meme where like she was on Grindr and she was like, oh my god, someone messaged her, like, girl, like a guy messaged her like, what are you doing? And she's like, girl, she's like, there's bi guys here too. And she was
no competition
for the bi guy. Yeah, no competition. She's like, get all the bi guys.
What a slay.
What do you think she should do?
So as someone who has no interest in having sex with a woman,
not even to try it once,
not really that bothered. I think the scenario where I would is in an MMF threesome.
An MMF. Muff.
Muff. Muff. Muff. Getting my muff. Muff. Because I think I could enjoy it fine, but like with a bit of spice in there, you know?
You need to, if you get overwhelmed, you need to see a cock.
Yes, exactly.
You need to have a cock in your mouth.
Yes, exactly.
If you get overwhelmed, you're like, I'm going to, when am I going to quit?
Oh, much better. Much better.
Yeah,
I feel like, you know,
That's like a baby step.
Yeah, exactly.
A baby step.
You know.
Yeah. And you know, you could say they like it, because there have been times when straight guys, so I've slept with bi guys before, and they're like, I slept with a guy once, and she was like, oh my god, this is amazing. They never even crossed their mind, and they somehow just like end up sleeping with a guy, and they were like, oh my god. So imagine that happened to me. I slept with a girl, and I was like, this is incredible. Like, I'm actually straight.
I feel like it doesn't work the other way around, because like everyone.
That's literally homophobic.
No, because everyone starts off thinking that they're into women.
I know, but so I didn't. I literally didn't. I've never once
came out the room and went.
So my mum's tits went.
Like, daddy, I want daddy. Oh my
god.
Dear, oh dear.
Yeah, so I think like the thing is, what she's asking, like, what was her closing statement?
How do I stop this obsession I can't let go?
Don't stop.
Don't let us stop.
Don't
you.
You dare stop. You got the you keep. Like, you dare stop.
You can't give up your most desired conquest.
Do you know what I mean? Never give up your dreams.
Never
give up your dreams, Nadia. You keep following that. That's your purpose in life. Mm-hmm. Sleep with a gay man.
Mm. And I think you can do it.
You can do it. Oh my god, easy peasy. Mm. You'll find some gay man who's insecure about his sexuality.
Yeah, find a young one.
Yeah.
They're vulnerable.
They'll be like, oh, right then, I guess it'll make mummy happy if I sleep with a girl. Mm. And then, like, he'll just take Nickers home and show his mum.
Nadia.
Don't be too predatory. Don't
Nadia,
be
if people. You found a really fit man who also wants to have sex with me, I would fuck you both.
You heard it here first. I would just fuck you because I just wanted to experience everything once. Tom, if you get a girl involved, he's got a bit more baggage. If you get a girl I've involved, he will sleep with you.
Not a girl. Not another
a
girl.
A boy.
Two girls.
No, could you imagine?
Quadruple tear.
So many tears.
Four tear, two clear.
My milkers. Also, would a bi and I got... A bi and I? Would a bi guy not do?
But no, because I think the challenge for her, it's the challenge for her that is appealing.
That's so relatable. She must have so many gay friends, because that's so relatable. Mm-hmm. Because gay guys feel that about straight guys. Mm. It's such a novelty, isn't it? And that's so interesting that you don't really hear about it that way, do you? But no. It's literally the same thing. I love that. I love that a lot. I know a girl that watches gay porn, like men, and she's straight. And I love that.
I hear about that a lot, actually.
She was like, yeah, I watch guys have sex, I think it's hot. And I'm like, you're not good for you. But the thing is, though, I've watched straight porn before.
Yeah, that...
And I get turned on by it.
I think it's quite hot.
I literally... I'm hard. I'm rock solid because I'm looking at the cock. And the girl's there, and I'm like... Could you just get out of the way? Right? And then it will go to, like, close above her, and I'm like... Oh!
flaccid.
You watch porn, and then it comes up with adverts, and it's like a girl, like, strumming at her clit.
Oh!
And you're there, and you've got a like, and you're like, oh, God!
They're, like, the opening adverts are more
so horrid.
They're always like, want to find old pussy in your area? Yeah. And it's like, no!
Have you heard the advert that's like, hey, you, stop playing with your cock and play with MILFs in your area. And it's
like, who is clicking on these links?
No, you have to be so deaf, dumb and blind to be doing
in
that.
It.
I'm sorry, but you do.
That's
outrageous.
Do you click
on it and think, oh my god, there's a MILF in my area that just wants to fuck me?
In my area, great.
It could be like this fucking, like, supermodel, and it's like, she wants to fuck you, she wants
big
to
big fake tits.
Could you imagine, like, oh yes, she wants me. It's my address, my number.
Hello there, Nadia.
So yeah, don't give up your dreams, keep going. And I just love that, like, the role reversal in this, because it's like, usually it's like a gay guy wanting to do it with, like, a straight guy.
And Jake's up for it.
And I'm, honestly, DM me.
I would like to see it. I would like to see it.
Tom has been in the same room when I've had sex before, so he will do it again. It was dark, though, and we were under the covers.
No, they weren't. Anyway.
We were on holiday. What happens in Ireland stays in Ireland, isn't it, darling?
Don't say that. Nothing happened. I think that's a good place to wrap things up, don't you?
I do. Well, thank you so much for listening, everyone, this week.
As always, if you would like to send us your willies or your clit.
We love that now because we're more inclusive.
We
now,
do. Got,
I feel like we have more female listeners than men. Listeners.
There's certainly more women who like have problems.
That's a bit sexist.
To be solved. Well, it's just true. We get women writing more than men.
Yeah, but I like that because the girls like us. We're on the girls.
Yeah, the boys, they're just jealous.
They are jealous. They are. Because I think because we slated clapping gays, so I think they're like...
We lost a big market there.
We lost a massive market. I can't believe we fucking did that to ourselves.
But yeah, if you want to send us a willy, send us a message on the website, willysoutpodcast.co.uk/willies. And leave us a review if you like. And tune in.
Not if you like. You need to.
And tune in next week.
Bye.
See you then. Ta-da.
See ya next week.